This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Bech Slapped. I'm Aileen.
And I'm Jordana.
And hello.
Here we are.
It's been me.
It's been quite a week. It's been a sad week for our former selves because AOL Instant Messenger has announced that they are closing forever.
That's crazy. I got that email.
Aileen, do you want to share what your email address was?
No,
or
because
are you too embarrassed?
No, I'm not embarrassed at all. I put it on my Insta story. I've had many email addresses. The last one was lsweetstein89.
Why was that?
Well, because my name is Aileen. I'm sweet. And I was a huge nerd. And I thought it was cool that my birthday is Albert Einstein's birthday. So I put Stein and I was born in 89. And people still IM'd me.
Yeah, it's just kind of funny because you like got a boyfriend in high school with that email address.
Yeah, that's how we flirted, was like through AIM. And like he got jealous or something and IM'd me. And I was like, why are you jealous? Does this like... do you want to, like, we're not anything. And he was like, well, maybe we can be something.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a love story for the, for mid-2000s.
No, but then I also had a, not an email address. Oh my God, what are they called? Screen name. Mm-hmm. My last name is Cooperman. So I had an email called Super Pooper Scoop.
That one's pretty bad. I have to, on the embarrassing level.
What was yours? I know yours.
It was just Curl Girl 97.
Because your hair was curly.
Yes. And my birthday is September 7th.
Okay.
So it wasn't that exciting. But I don't know. It's the end of an era. That was like definitely
really
like.
Sad.
I don't think kids use it the same way as we did. Since now they can talk to each other like 7 million ways. But when we were kids, I feel like that was like if you wanted to talk to your friends and you don't, you would just like go online. You just sit there.
On AIM. I remember like my mom would be yelling at me, like, you sit on the computer for hours on end. I'm like, Mom, I'm talking to my friends. Like, leave me alone.
Yeah. Or then like if you were going to dinner or something, you would write BRB and then you'd
come
back.
Or you'd put on
after.
Like an away message with lyrics. What I would do is I had crushes on people and I was so boy crazy. I would like see what like. So the guy that I liked that week, I would like see what songs they like based on their away messages.
Aww.
And then I would Google a song because I didn't like care about their songs. I only liked like whatever, doesn't matter. And then I would make like a lyric on my away message. It's so sad.
What was the most embarrassing band you did?
No, I never did embarrassing bands. I had like standards.
Okay.
Like I had to accept the band that I would put it away. It was sad.
You weren't like fake liking the band.
No, I would medium fake liking it.
I wonder what the kids these days do to flirt. I guess they just comment and like on each other's Instagrams.
And they like but send that's, like, nude pics on fucking Snapchat.
Oh yeah. That's I'm glad we didn't have access to that. The cameras were very low quality back then.
I honestly don't think I would have done it. I've never taken like a sexy pic like in my whole life.
Well, like, yeah, because like we're all paranoid. So like,
no, but I've never. No, besides the paranoia, like I'm not like comfortable or like not comfortable. Like I smile in all of my photos. Like I can't take a sexy pic.
Yeah, I think it's like partly that. And I think it's partly for me, at least, it's like there's nothing like I'm really like I'm getting out of like sending you this pic. Like,
right.
It's like flirty. It's like kind of, I guess it's like a thing, but I'd rather just like see the person and do something like,
yeah, no, I just can't like if imagine like, you know how people like send those like cleavage
you can't
shots?
See their reactions. Like, I don't know. It's not like,
but like, you know how people send, yeah, those cleavage shots and they have like the sultry look on. I'd be just like smiling,
like laughing. You'd
yeah,
be laughing.
Like, laughing and then here's my boob. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I've never gotten into sexting, but I feel like we're like the only ones.
Right. I really, I think so too.
Like there's this whole world of people who are just secretly like sending and receiving dick. I've never gotten a dick pic.
Well, the Betches Snapchat, which I get all of the Snapchats, are dick pics. Just, I get so many. I see them like doing things.
Do you learn more about what a penis looks like?
No, I know what a penis looks like.
No, I mean like the different.
I've had
like,
a boyfriend.
I know.
Since high
I mean like the different kinds of like of okay. Like our moms are OBGYNs, right?
Yeah.
And so they've seen like vaginas like that look like
left
everything.
And right.
Right. They know like what like the huge range of like of, they probably know what a normal vagina looks like, what a like infected vagina looks like.
Well, I mean, we were like periods educators, Jordana, in high school, and we were all also...
showing us pictures of dicks all day.
Ms. Hoffman's
I do remember
trouble.
one education class though where they showed us all the pictures
all
that,
the
like
STIs.
Yeah, yeah, those were very unpleasant to look like. I'm not sure if that was like to educate us about what they look like or to scare the shit out of us.
Scare.
Probably that.
It was frightening.
But yeah, I think it'd be, that's what I meant when I said like, do you have a better idea of what like all different kinds of dicks look like?
Usually I feel like if you're sending a dick pic, they're large. So
right.
I've only seen, it's honestly so disgusting. I have this one that's like sort of like imprinted.
You have
on
this
my
one, you saved it?
That like, no, really, it was upsetting. It was like just so upsetting.
Yeah.
I feel like it's that episode of Phyllis Got Flashed from The Office. And I'm just like, I've been flashed many times. Because on Snapchat, it's not like there's no warning. Like, I think it's just some people just sending responses about like what they're wearing or responses of like what I put up. And then it's just like a fucking dick being stroked. And it's just disgusting.
Oh, they're like touching it?
It's not just okay. Here's my
It's
penis.
Not still.
It's, no.
It's a GIF.
It's a big fucking GIF. Anyway, let's not talk about it more because it upsets me still.
I love how we got there from AIM.
But AIM is upsetting. You should read our article on betches.com. Like, look it up. It's AIM. Like, TBT.
Throwback
AIM
Thursday.
It's a really good one.
I'll miss it. Although, I guess I just use GChat now.
Yeah, I use GChat. And we use Slack at the office and email everyone and text. There's
too many ways to communicate.
What are your thoughts on Facebook Messenger?
The only time I've ever really used it was if like I didn't have someone's number,
yeah,
but I was friends with them on Facebook, or I wasn't even friends with them on Facebook. It's like I think asking someone out on Facebook is like the lowest common denominator,
especially when you have their number.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's like a zero. It shows like zero effort.
Zero. Just like none.
You can
whatsoever.
Use Facebook to ask for someone's number. I think that's like,
fair.
I think that's the most you can do.
Because it's not weird. I hate when people message me. Like, I hate Facebook Messenger. They message me, like asking business things and, like, wanting to, like, oh, can we work together? I'm like, dude, like, just, like, ask for my email. Email me, you know? Like, if you want to be professional. Like, I don't find Facebook, like, the professional, like, I just hate it. I just use it to share my Instagram photos.
Yeah, or I get some news from it that's, like,
and news,
about,
of course.
Yeah.
I just mean personally.
Yeah, I'm not, like, posting any, like, statuses or anything like that.
Right. These days, though, I hear that Facebook's, like the parents app.
What I also don't like about Facebook, actually, and Instagram Messenger, DMs and shit. I don't like any messenger which tells you if
it's
I've read
seen.
It.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone knowing when I've, like, it's very hard, especially when you get those, like, businessy, like, Facebook messages. Like, I want to see it and then not answer you because, like, I don't want to answer you. But I don't want you to, like, see that I've seen it. That adds like a whole other
the
layer of annoyingness.
The good thing though about Insta is if you're not friends with them, they can't see that you read it.
Oh, really? I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you have to allow. Like if there is an allow and
even
decline,
if you've read it?
Even if you read it, it doesn't say. It doesn't tell them that you've seen it.
But if you allow. If you don't allow.
Either.
Either way.
If there's an option of allow or don't allow, I'm almost positive.
You're about to get a lot of people in trouble. No, that's good. That's good to know.
I think.
I feel like we missed. I feel like we're like. We're too like old to like appreciate or too young to like be interested in Facebook messaging, but we're also like too old to be like interested in
old people use Facebook Messenger. Like
no, I'm
parents.
Saying like yeah, I'm saying like we're too young to be I'm sorry, we're too young to be like the people who like get Facebook messaged and like are into it, but we're also too old to be people who like get Instagram DMs and are into it. I feel like the people younger than us that's like
love Insta DMs like sliding
yeah they
in
like
the DMs.
So many people I've heard of have like either gone on dates or like are dating people that they met via Instagram DM.
Right.
Like I was reading our article on betches.com about the new Bachelor Ari.
Yeah.
And some girl was like and she gave us an interview. We interviewed her, but she's the girl
that her
like,
ex-girlfriend.
His ex-girlfriend. Apparently that he broke up with her like when he got the announcement or something. And one of the first questions is like, how did you meet? And she's like, oh, I like DM'd him. So
crazy.
I think that's like a really, I think that's like where a lot of people meet. It's like, I guess you have like a lot of information about someone when they DM you.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever gone out with anyone who's DM'd me.
No. Yeah. I don't, I've let someone do my eyelash extensions for someone who DM'd me.
That's a big question. How intimate will you let someone,
I mean,
let
her go come
DM.
To my house.
Yeah, that's
so that's intense. And
she
then
could be a psychopath,
when she started
though.
Doing it, I was like, wait, you're not going to kill me, right? Because right now I can't see anything.
That's what I'm saying. It's like kind of scary. Like you really don't like also.
I made my boyfriend stay there.
Sounds like even like more catfishy. Like you could like it's easier to catfish someone on like.
Okay, I'm never doing that again. Now
it's like
I'm
so
nervous.
Much easier than making a whole Facebook profile. Like this is.
Yeah.
You don't have to. You can just make it like a new Instagram as opposed to like a Facebook with like two pictures is weird.
Yeah,
and Instagram.
You need to take time to build up your like catfish Insta profile because there's like. dates.
That's true. And also, like, these days, so much easier to catch. There's so many filters. Like, when we were
in,
we were, like, in high school and there were only those Facebook pictures, which, like, were taken on, like, those, like, terrible cameras. Like, you could not edit those really well.
No.
You look like what you look like.
You really do, which I miss those days. I truly miss those days.
Me too.
You can't hide from people.
It's also just weird when you see anyone in person because you're just like, oh, you look so different
like that.
Than you do online.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So, AIM
is dead.
Okay.
What do you think about this whole Harvey Weinstein thing?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Give everyone the background.
Okay. So, I mean, I think most people by now have heard a little something about
Harvey Weinstein. Like the Weinstein
right.
company.
But as of today, when we're recording Tuesday, he's been fired. And basically, like, so many women in Hollywood have come forward being like, I was like either sexually harassed.
So
I think some people said they were like, I think he's even being accused of rape.
Yeah.
Of rape.
Everyone before, like, pause this podcast and just look him up. Like, I'm surprised this happened. Like,
I remember the only reason I really know anything about his reputation is I remember them having a character in Entourage, which I'm pretty sure was like
based
him.
On him. Yeah, totally.
Was it even called? I feel like it might have even been called
him. No, it was based on him. Yeah, yeah. I think he might have had the same name.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, he's just so like icky looking. Like the way that his face, I think they obviously choose these images on purpose.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure.
Like, I'm reading Jezebel too. Not to like judge him by his face, but he
just
does
by
have
his actions
against him. Wait, so
I wonder like how, what I think about that with like, what are the series of events in someone's life, which one make them want to do that kind of thing? And two, like, what are the scenarios that they have that make it so it's not that hard to keep doing it?
Right.
Like,
well, I think it's really just like a power thing. Like, he has the power to put people in movies, and like actors, like especially child actors too. You know how like there's like all this like abuse of child like actors because they like want the role and like they think this is what you're supposed to do, and they're like
easily manipulated, right?
Really easily manipulated. I feel like even adult actors, like everyone, the whole struggle of getting a role.
I agree. And what I've heard, and I feel like you get a little bit of like that sense in like Californication or like Entourage, like any of those like shows or movies about Hollywood. And what I've spoken to people who are like in that scene, the sense that I get is that like everyone kind of like fucks everyone to get a role. Like they'll just do whatever they need to do. And like,
they had that episode in Friends when Joey like has sex with the producer.
Yeah, I think it's also like it's an industry where everyone's like pretty good looking. Everyone has like a certain amount of power within them. There's like a lot of like probably like high profile. I'm sure Harvey Weinstein, I mean, he's obviously like pretty disgusting, but I'm sure he's not the only one.
Right.
I'm sure he's probably like the biggest one, I would imagine. Maybe not. I guess we'll see. But I think it's definitely like this. I could see where like the lines might even get blurred because it's like, are we like, am I like having sex with you because I'm being like coerced into doing it, or like do I kind of want it and I like know that it's like,
do I want it because because I'm gonna get this role, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And also, you're like, you are this powerful guy, like maybe I think it will help me. Like, I'm not saying obviously like there's a very big difference between that and like serious forced unwanted sexual attention.
Sure.
I'm sure there's like both involved here.
So I think I saved this article to read later. Lena Dunham wrote an article, I think, for the New York Times.
I think I saw that, an opinion section.
About,
like,
the fact that, like, the men have been silent. I saw somebody tweeted, like, some actress, I forgot who, she might be, like, really famous actress, but tweeted, like, at specifically Matt Damon, saying, like, he knew, like, is one of the people who knew, and he just stayed silent.
Right.
Like, and all these men who were, like, just, who knew and remained silent.
Yeah, I mean,
sort
I think
the same thing.
I think each accusation has probably its own like background and thing, and like who knew and who, like, I'm sure they didn't. No one knows about every single thing that someone has done. I'm sure these people know about like some things. I think it's really messed up, and I think that there's also, again, like, it does lead back to this question of like this Hollywood, like,
it's a Hollywood
atmosphere, right? This Hollywood atmosphere of like people do whatever they need to do to get a role, and like. That's
oh my god, I'm reading this article. It says that those accounts include, like, for the accounts that he's being like allegedly like accused of, whatever, those accounts include of 8 women who say that Weinstein has behaved inappropriately toward them over the course of several decades, with alleged antics including bathing in front of them, pressuring them into giving him massages, or in a particularly vivid case, guys ready, forcing one woman to watch him while he ejaculated into a potted plant. Like, What?
I wonder also, how do you force someone to do that? Like, stay. You stay. You stay here.
Do you remember, like, it's like in Californication, what's his face? The guy, like, Charlotte from Sex and the City's husband.
He's Harry?
Sleazy agent.
Yeah.
And he, like, gets in trouble for all that shit.
Sure, it's, like, based on him.
I bet.
I'm sure it's a lot crazy. Of the stuff that happened in there is very much based on, like, something that actually happened. That show also, like, glorifies the idea of, like, women just, like, sleeping with actors to get ahead, or sleeping with executives, or doing that kind of thing. And Californication, I think that was really big there, too. Like, do you remember all those things where all the girls, like, wanted to sleep with either him or, like, his manager, or, like, I think he had like a babysitter that also kind of, like, everyone, right. I think everyone in that industry isn't really, like, if they're not doing an acting job, they want to be. So, like, if they can get close to you a certain way, there's, like, partly
it's fucked up.
That.
I'm like, looking forward to reading about everything that's coming out, because I feel like there's going to be more people, like, be involved.
Yeah,
like,
I think there's going to be more men.
That's what I'm saying. I think there's going to be more men that are going to get in trouble for this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And maybe, hopefully, it'll spur, like, an even, like, a bigger, like, turning point in, like, Hollywood.
I also think I also think that there's, like, this other thing with, like, these fake, like, Hollywood couples, which is obviously not, like, the same thing, but there is a sense of, like,
sorry to break everyone's bubbles, but Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson were never together, like, in real life. There's no way.
Right. It doesn't make any sense. Like, there's so many relations. I heard that, like, Brittany Murphy's, like, parents paid Ashton Kutcher to fake date her when they were doing Just Married because they wanted her to get more publicity. The whole, like, Calvin Harris, Taylor Swift, and the guy she dated after thing.
Oh, the Tiddleston. That was so fake. That was the worst fake bit news ever.
Yeah, that was absurd. I mean, it kind of makes sense. There's so much money to be made off of these fake Hollywood relationships that, like, why would they just leave it up to, like, love and chance?
No, they wouldn't. Especially when there's movies to promote. Like Hiddleston was going to, I think he's going to be the new James Bond
guy. Yeah.
And that's why they, like, chose him, sort of bring up his profile a bit more.
Right. It, like, doesn't make sense that they wouldn't, like,
it doesn't
create
make
these
any
relationships.
Sense. Right. I know. Wait, who's another one? The
I think, like, anyone the Kardashians date, I heard, like, when Kim Kardashian was dating Chris Humphries, they literally, like, just, she had her people, like, just go to, like, whatever NBA team he was on. I'm very bad at sports. I don't know. And they were like, who, like, is interested in, like, this deal where you date Kim Kardashian and you're, like, on the show. And they, like, basically, like, recruited also for, like, Katie Holmes. I think
but they got married.
That. Yeah, no. You can take a PR stunt really far. Yeah. You think she really wants, they were married for 72 days. The Tom Cruise thing with Katie Holmes. She was like,
That was like a Scientology contract, like, that she had.
Right, but I think it was also a PR contract.
I don't know. They had a baby.
I don't even think they. I feel like that was like a sperm donor baby, or, like, I think it's hers and his. But I don't think they, like.
You don't think they had sex?
I don't think they had, like, a real marriage.
And
I think
she's with Jamie Foxx.
Or maybe, yeah, like, maybe she did marry him, but I don't think she was, like, that into him.
No, but I think, like, maybe she was in, like, anyone who dates him, like, Nicole Kidman, like, I think they're into him at first, and then they, like, sort of marry him, and then they have to sign this, like, Scientology contract.
But it's another thing where it's, like, that's, like, I'm saying, is that you'll a different kind of sexual harassment than the Harvey Weinstein thing? Probably sort of, but it's also still, like, there's a sense of, it's there's crazy. This powerful guy who, like, wants to be seen with this woman, and, like, she's gonna raise her profile by being seen with him.
The Taylor Swift thing was the opposite. Like, his profile was going to get raised because of her.
I don't think it's like, I think people in Hollywood are much more, like, pansexual.
Yeah.
And so
they'll do whatever.
Yeah. I think that there's a lot more gay people than we think there are. There's a lot more people having sex with, like, anyone.
Right.
I think everyone just, like, literally, not men, women,
Kim,
like,
and Kanye
everyone.
Are real.
I think they're so both so superficial that, like, there is no real for them. So, like, this is as real as it gets.
Right.
Like, I don't think either of them are so capable of having, like, a deep, meaningful, insightful relationship that, like, sure, I'm sure they're, like, into each other. They're into themselves. They're into what each of them can, like, bring to each other.
They're into, like, making, like, copies of themselves.
Exactly. Like, I think, like, I don't think they're, like, they would be looking for something super real. So I think for them, I think that's real.
I was watching the last episode of The Kardashians, and, they were, like, talking about, like, what's your favorite rapper or whatever, and North goes, my dad is Kanye West. And then I'm like, she just shuts up. Like,
yeah, that's probably like all she's taught to say to everything.
Kanye just feeding him that, like, your dad is Kanye West.
It's probably like, how he has her answer, like, the name roll call.
Yeah. Like she's North, PR trained.
My dad is Kanye West.
Like, these children are, like, trained for PR. It's so funny.
They are. The Jenners are definitely been trained for PR since they were, like, 10.
No, but I mean the baby babies. The it's new crazy. Babies.
It's so sad.
It's sad. Anyway, let's move on.
Okay.
Should we do Dear Betch?
Yeah, let's do a Dear Betch. Okay.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Do you want to read the first one?
Sure. Hi, Betches. My best friend and I both love the podcast. I wrote back in April about unsolicited dick pics, and her letter from 2011 was featured in Nice is Just a Place in France. Oh, gee, Betches. Oh, I see what you're saying. That's so funny. We just talked about unsolicited dick pics. Anyway, she has an issue. She's a squirter. This is about her friend, right? This is what she's girl. This girl's
saying. This is about her friend.
Okay. Oh, okay.
It's okay if it's about you too, but it's about her friend.
She's very sex positive and isn't embarrassed by it, but she's not sure how to address it. She had a boyfriend for a while, so it wasn't an issue. But now that she's single, she doesn't know how or if to bring it up to new guys, specifically one night stands. Does she just go for it and be as blunt as fuck, or just let it happen and leave the guy wondering if she peed in his bed? She's leaning into the single life, so we need answers ASAP. Sincerely asking for a friend.
If this is truly for your friend, you're a very good friend.
That's
you're
a like, really nice.
You're in this together. We need answers.
Thing.
That's sweet. I think it depends on the person that you're with, and it depends on like the level. I think one night stands, you don't have to say shit. You could just do it, and then like if they ask, you could tell them what it is.
Yeah.
One night stand, like if it's truly and you are interested in it being a one night stand, I don't think you have to say anything.
You don't owe that person anything.
Exactly.
Except
if it's someone you're dating, I would feel like I kind of feel like it should like happen and then you should say it, not like before.
Yeah. And not treat it like as a serious thing because it's like it's a you like
some guys are into that. I think feel like a lot of guys like I've heard are like into it.
I think there's might be like some stigma around it, but I don't really get it. It's just like, doesn't it? I feel like squirting is a thing that happens. Like it could. I once took this like fun like free blowjob like class. I swear to God,
you don't have to say it's free. It's okay. Just kidding.
No, I mean I didn't pay for it. Otherwise, I would have paid for many classes. But it wasn't like they weren't teaching you. No, it was an orgasm class, like an orgasm like thing that like some brand was doing, and they were like saying that like squirting isn't like you can't always do it. It's like something like if you're extra excited or like the circumstances.
Do you have
this
to like
way,
come as a girl for that to happen.
That's what it is. You're coming.
Okay. Oh, so okay. I feel like guys would probably like they've seen guys like that, but it makes even more sense if that's like what it.
That's what's happening. You're like you're coming and it's like really happening all at once, like very fast, and it's happening because like it feels that good.
Right. I feel like guys would be into that.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Why is there such a stigma around it? If it's just like a natural thing that happens, like
there's a stigma around so many natural things that
guys
happen.
Technically squirt too. That's what they're doing.
They don't have to alert you that they're going
to. Like you should like, So, I mean, I honestly think that don't make it a thing. If you don't make it a thing, no one else will make it a thing.
If you treat it like it's a big deal, they're going to be like treating it like
and then they're
going
to remember that it was treated like a big deal. Right. And then they might sort of use that against you in some way.
I would just act as if like it's not a big deal. Like casually mention it if it happens. Be like, oh, by the way, like.
Yeah, that was that. Yeah. That was great. That's how good you were kind of thing.
Right. But if not, I wouldn't tell like have like preface the sex with
or
that.
Or like write a strongly word, like a letter to him. Yeah. This is what's about to happen.
Exactly. People only like make as big of a deal of things as you.
You make it make a big them. Deal. Yeah.
Don't make
sure.
It weird.
Okay, you read the next one. Okay.
Dear Betches, I'm a first time listener.
Wait, question. So if anybody who's listening like has any input on this, because you should email us
at slapped@betches.com.
yes, because this is interesting. We never talk about like the intricacies of coming.
Yes.
Orgasming. Okay, next.
And you'll hear more about it at our dating podcast coming soon.
Yes,
but for now email us there. And if you have any, also if you have a question about sex or dating or anything at all, email us at slapped@betches.com.
Okay.
Dear Betches, I'm a first time listener. Through binge listening to your podcast, I feel like I've been listening for years and thought I would give this a shot. So here's a situation I've been talking. She says no periods. I've been talking to this guy since November, and at two separate times I've tried to have the DTR talk. The first time was in April, and he told me he was joining the military. It sounds like the Chandler going to Yemen.
15 Yemen Road, Yemen.
The first time was in April, and he told me he was joining the military in August and didn't think long distance would work. Fast forward to September, we still hook up and talk constantly since his plans to go into the military got put on hold. I thought I would just bring it up again to see where we were at. In August, September, he asked me to do two activities that felt like they could be dates, which I rejected, half due to being busy, half due to knowing that I'm more invested than he is and not trying to get my hopes up. So recently I tried again this time. He told me he just doesn't want a relationship right now. I'm not looking for a relationship in general. However, I do feel that I want a relationship with him. So I guess the question is, do I stop talking to him because he's not giving me a relationship and potentially find someone who I make a similar connection with that in time would be ready? Or do I keep talking to him since I wouldn't really start or be looking to start a relationship anytime soon anyway? Also, as a little bit of background, he has attended events I've asked him to, and he generally does things I would expect a guy in a relationship to do, like remember when I'm having a problem with a friend and ask how that's going, or ask about hope, dreams, family, etc. Sincerely, emotionally attached, Betch.
Trina, I feel like you have one experience with that kind of person.
The person who just continuously doesn't want to be in a relationship with you?
Just the one, that one time back in the day.
Yeah, I think you have to just believe someone when they tell you what they want.
Exactly. I think that's like really just good advice. Like why would you want to be in a relationship with him if he's saying he doesn't want to be in a relationship with you?
Right. It's like, it's hard because you kind of, especially if, I think it's harder when the person doesn't outright say it, but like, and so in this case, I think it actually is like a little easier because there's, yeah. He's saying, I don't want this. And he's telling you that. So if you choose to keep dating him, like.
He's not going to change his right. mind it's just not, because you, like you go to another activity together.
Right. Like, and you, why would you like wait around and like someone just having you as like an option? They don't want to commit to you. But the thing that I think people forget is that like the way you're describing this guy, it sounds like you think you have this special connection.
Yeah.
And you think that he kind of feels that way too. And eventually he'll come around. And I think that happens a lot. A lot of girls, I think you've had that. I've had that where you're kind of like, it's there. Like we both see it. Like eventually he'll come around. And so I'm not going to give up on it. But honestly, like one, usually that never happens. They never like fully come around. They like half come around and then you're just like the girl who's waiting for them. Or two, you just like you just waste a shit ton of time.
Yeah,
just like trying to like get a little bit out of someone who's not trying for you.
Yeah. And also we interpret situations so differently. So like,
I'm sure he's into you. It doesn't sound like he's not into you, but
he's
told you.
He's interpreting. Yeah. He's like, he's not thinking like, oh, I asked about her hopes and dreams. I asked about her friend, like drama. Like that means I definitely want to be committed for like the next 3 years. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's not what he's thinking. So I would just move on.
Yeah. He doesn't hate you. I mean, it sounds like he like likes you. And I think that's like the toughest part with these things. It's not like there's like a big fight or he doesn't like, or he like is mean to you or he doesn't like you, but like he doesn't want to date you. So, and you sound great. So besides your lack of punctuation, you need to make more sentences. But other than that, you sound amazing. And so I'm sure like you'll find someone who you can feel a connection with. There's plenty of guys on there.
And there's good timing with it too.
Yeah. And there's better timing and you find someone who's ready to be in a relationship with you and like really wants to be in a relationship with you and feels lucky to be in a relationship with you. That's like a big difference with a lot of people. It's like there's someone who, yeah, you could convince them if you tried, maybe you could convince them if you tried hard enough. But do you want someone who you had to like manipulate and connive into dating you? Or do you want someone who's like, I feel so lucky to have found this person.
And
I'm going to
doesn't even last like anyway if you have to manipulate them. So definitely go, just move on. It's not worth it.
Agreed.
He might go to the military, who knows.
Might get sent to Yemen.
Okay, let's play games. So in honor of the fact that Curb started since the last time honestly this is a big deal, the last time Curb was on we just started Betches.
Were we in college? Yeah, we were in college.
It was senior year in college on the couch that we watched Curb. We started Betches.
Yeah.
Disgusting fucking
couch.
So
it's been a really fucking long time.
It's been a long time.
Thank you for coming back, Larry David. Can we just talk about what happened to Cheryl? She looks amazing.
She looks incredible. Okay, she
fillers.
She moved her teeth back. You can tell, like, because I've been
her face looks different, like different bone structure.
I've been rewatching the it's her mouth. I've been rewatching like old episodes, and especially in season one, her mouth is very like big mouth,
big vagina.
Yes, protruding like teeth, like out. So now I looked at her. I rewatched that last episode twice, or the first episode of the season. She looks incredible. Her teeth are smaller. She did mouth work.
It's the mouth work, you think? Yeah, I was like, did she get fillers? Of course
she got like some fillers, but
right. She also looks younger than she did back then. Like, yeah. I don't know. Whoever, if you are doing Cheryl's work, please let us know, because you are doing an amazing job.
She looks, and that was like, I was really high when I was watching that, and I couldn't stop staring at her. She looked so good.
It's also just nuts. Like, the first episode, I think, was in like 2000.
Yeah.
It's 2017. She looks better than she did in 2000.
Right. Yeah. She looks exactly the same, just like more glowy.
Yeah. Great job, Cheryl.
Maybe she uses like J-Lo's people. Maybe she doesn't drink.
How old is she? I have no idea.
I don't know.
So many questions. I got to go Google her.
We need to Google Cheryl. Ted Danson, looking hot.
Always looking hot.
He's just the sexiest.
I'm a big Ted Danson fan.
Yeah. Like, did you watch The Good Place?
I do.
Did we ever talk about that everyone casually watches The Good Place and doesn't talk about it?
Well, I like watched it after. I didn't watch it on network. I watched it on Netflix.
And then
I started watching the second season on Hulu.
Oh, it's on Hulu?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
You should watch it on Hulu.
I didn't know.
I just discovered this last night, interestingly. But yeah, Ted Danson is like super hot for an old man. I loved him in Cheer. I'm like a really big nerd. When I was in high school and middle school, I like loved watching Cheers reruns.
You are a big loser. No, that's fine.
Yeah, I really like Ted Danson. Always been a fan. I'm like, I like Mary too.
Did you watch
Mary? Doesn't look that great.
No, she looked a little weird, but that was funny too. She's like, yeah, you're not really my type physically.
That was great.
That she's dating like his lookalike. That was great. Larry's so
I mean,
crazy.
If I were Larry's friends, I would also try to date Cheryl.
Also, did you feel like Jeff is just screaming way too much? Like, he used to scream a lot, but like
Susie's usually the screamer.
She also looks good. Like, Susie, like, for what Susie looks
she's
like.
She's no Cheryl, but she looks good.
She doesn't look any different. Like, I couldn't tell an age difference. She's so funny. You four-eyed fuck.
Like, she's great. She's great. Leon's great. Leon's, like, best character.
The best character. He looks like...
It's so weird. They don't explain at all, really, like, why he's, like, kept around for so long. Like, he's living... He just lives with him. Like, they don't explain, like...
I need to rewatch that season.
Either, like, why he's okay with it, or,
which
like,
season is that?
I think it's the most recent one before. Okay, like, I understand you started living with them with the Hurricane Katrina family.
Right.
The Blacks.
What season is that? What episode is that? What season is that?
I think that's it's two seasons before this. Oh, but then eventually, like, they all leave, but he stays. I don't really remember why.
Yeah.
But, like, obviously, he stays because of the ratings, because he's amazing. But, like, I want to know, like, what the, like, plot was.
Okay, there was a kid in we were friends with that used to say Lampin all the time. Do you remember that in senior year of high school?
Yeah. No, I think that's, like, a real word.
I know. But, like, he just brings it back, and he's so
Lampin's
so,
a good word. I love it.
I'm not
Leon's
sure,
amazing.
Okay, that was the best. Anyway, let's
shoot fuck Mary.
Okay,
Ted Danson, Leon, and Marty Funkhauser.
Oh my god, this is so difficult.
I think I
would.
Actually, this is tough.
This is difficult. I think I probably have to shoot Marty because I neither want to marry nor have sex with him. I would probably marry Ted and
have sex with Leon.
Leon.
Seems like he has some moves.
He's like a ladies' man. What if you replace Leon with Larry? Like, having sex with him does not seem enticing.
I don't want to have sex with him or Funkhauser, though.
Right.
I think Larry David is like the least sexy person I've ever seen.
I think also marrying him seems horrifying.
Marrying him is at least a little entertaining. You're just kind of like a social outcast. Or at least his character.
No,
I don't know what
he
makes
everything uncomfortable. Like, there was this one episode like from season four or something, and they're like out to dinner, and they're at like a couple's dinner, whatever, double date, and he says thank you to the guy for putting down the thing, because neither of the wives work, right? And she's like, say thank you to me. And he's like, why would I say thank you to you? He makes the money. And so she's like, it's our money. We're married. And then Cheryl is like, right, I don't have a job, but being married to you is like my full-time job, which is like true. It would be like awful.
There's so many. That's a great one. I love that.
Yeah, it's so good.
Anonymous. Okay. All right. Let's do some more games.
Okay.
Would you rather have tried every drug or have never tried a drug, including pot and alcohol and caffeine?
And caffeine?
Yes.
Like that includes like...
It's a drug. Or you have tried every drug.
Just tried.
Just tried.
I'm not addicted.
No, you just try.
So like I've tried heroin or crack.
You've tried crystal meth. You've tried shrooms.
Yeah, okay. I think I would have... I'd rather try
everything. I think so too. I think it's more like you'll live... You've lived a little bit.
If I'm not dying, like, I just feel like...
One time, I think, for all these things is probably fine.
It's fine. Like, if I'm forced in this would you rather scenario, I think that that's chill.
I also just think it's like a recipe for a more exciting life than like a safe life.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Like, not drinking coffee.
What? Even if like we like let the coffee slide, I feel like if it was no alcohol, anything. Yeah.
Like try. Yeah. You're talking about trying. Like, it's fine if you're not like a long time doer.
I think I'd be scared, but I would do it.
I'd be so scared. Imagine having to fucking do heroin, Jordana. It's so crazy. It's like an epidemic now. It's fucked up. I don't
I mean, plenty of people have an easy time doing that.
Okay. Should I ask you one? Okay. Yes. What are your thoughts on weddings over holiday weekends? Didn't your brother get married?
My brother did get married on a holiday weekend. I thought I was going to be annoyed, but I actually kind of liked it. Yeah. I think it gives you something to do. It kind of takes you out of that like high pressure situation. I mean, I could see it being annoying if you had other really good plans that you had to like give up, and maybe I just didn't, so I didn't care. But I kind of liked it. It was like there was like it's like a longer weekend, and like you have like a lot of plans in it, and you don't have to feel like stressed about like
as long as it's not one of those weekend or like holidays where you have to spend time with your family. Otherwise, it'll be too stressful like running around like celebrate Christmas.
People get married Christmas?
Maybe. Yeah. I think New Year's is a cool wedding date because like everyone's always looking for plans, and you already have it.
Yeah,
and
that would have be great. It in advance. I actually love that. And I want to get
like
married on New Year's.
A fun celebration, like to like bring in the new year and you're married.
Right.
But then you have to always celebrate your... On the other side, you have to celebrate your anniversary and New Year's all the time. That fucking
sucks.
That's
true. It's kind of annoying.
And now you always have to have like...
Also, you have to get married in January, which is not amazing. But generally, like, I think they're like... I think when I was like a few years ago, I might have been like, ugh, terrible. Like,
yeah,
you can't
you
like go
get
blackout
out
every single fucking night. And now that I'm like slightly more mature, I'm like, oh, this is like a nice activity. I can like now have like... not seem lame but without going to do all these
like
things.
Like a July 4th wedding.
Right, like you guys
cool.
were in the Hamptons July 4th weekend. I was in the city because of my brother's wedding, and part of me was like, oh, FOMO, like whatever.
I did not want to be there.
Right, but then I was like, oh, like those weekends that you're doing those things that everyone else is doing are like really packed and crowded and like usually overrated and overhyped, and so you get to like take yourself out of having to like do something in those.
No, I think I like it. Yeah. It just sucks for the other side because now your wedding anniversary is always on these holiday weekends.
I guess, but like, let's say you're
you can still go away.
Yeah, or you still get. Also, like, I don't know how intense people celebrate their anniversaries every single year.
I think they do.
Do they?
It is a big deal to be with someone year after year after year, especially when you're married. I think it's a big deal. Like, you should celebrate.
I mean,
it.
Like, once you get, like, I'm sure, like, the first few years, especially, but like, after like a certain amount of time, it's like, I mean, how intensely do you celebrate your birthday every year? Like, not like a little,
but that's different. You're not accomplishing living is cool, but like accomplishing like being in a committed relationship where you two still love each other year after year. I think that that's something to celebrate.
I think it's something to celebrate too. I'm just saying, like, I don't know if people like necessarily like always like
dinner.
Doing a trip every year or like
not
whatever.
Going
on
a trip, but you have the flexibility of doing it because you're on.
You can also celebrate your anniversary like the week before if it's a holiday weekend or the week after. Like, it's still I don't know.
Okay, one more question, and then we gotta go because
we're over.
Would you rather have a baby under 20 or over 20? Like age, I'm assuming.
I think over
not 20 babies.
You mean over 40?
What did I say?
You said under 20 or over 20.
Oh, I'm sorry, under 20. How did you know my question? Under 20 and over 40.
I think over 40.
Just one baby? Have I already had babies?
No. Because you're for only you have one baby. It's like, either you either have it below 20 or over 40. You're only having one. I think over 40.
Yeah. I want to live my life.
I think people are living longer also. And like you wouldn't be, you could still like be a good parent with like some energy, especially if you're healthy and you're active. Like you could still be a good parent after 40. Under 20 is like, I feel like you lose all your 20s that you do like making mistakes and like.
I think, I'd say over 40, but up to 50. Because like when you're 50, then you're you're 68 when the kid's going to college.
No, like we're talking about like you could with the years that you could realistically have a child after 40, which probably end at like 45. This isn't like Magicville where you can like have a baby at 8 years old.
Okay, Magicville, but okay, so when you're 40, your kid goes off to college like
between,
at 58.
Between 40 and 45.
That's fine. 58 is fine as long as you're active and like willing to move around.
Yeah, there's a shit ton of people.
Yeah, my mom
like,
is like young in her 50s. She did just break her leg, but otherwise she can move around.
Yeah, I think like especially like by the time we're 50, I think it'll be like even like people at 50 will be even healthier and even younger, right, and more active. Not they won't be younger, they'll be the same age, but that's not how age works, I guess.
Okay, on that note, everyone should please email us and tell us their opinions on all of the things that we talked about, because we love hearing what you guys say and we love getting emails from everyone just like, hey, like I don't agree with what you're saying, you guys are crazy. Like we love those too. So email us slapped@betches.com. That's slapped at betches, betches.com. And that's it.
It's been real. Bye.